السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. سبحان الله، الصحابي يعني هذا أسعد was actually the first to take the bay'ah. They as Sahaba had this meeting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the evening of the nights of Mina during the Hajj. The Arabs were coming for Hajj. Allah's beloved was there meeting his Sahaba, preparing them for Allah's work, for Allah's deen. And Hazrat Abbas being right there, he says, I know who was the first to hold the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to take the bay'ah. It was As'ad ibn Zurarah radiallahu anhu. This is the testimony of the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was present and was right there next to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was Hazrat As'ad, then was Al-Bara ibn Ma'rur radiallahu anhum, Hazrat As'ad radiallahu anhu, then Al-Bara radiallahu anhu, then Hazrat Usayd ibn al-Khudayr radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba their opinions concerning choosing among them 12 responsible men who would take care of the others, teaching them, guiding them, seeing to them, uplifting them. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose 12 among them. Ibn Abi Asim narrates from Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu, one who was present there in this bay'ah, that Allah revealed to his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of Aqaba, choose 12 naqibs among them. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no one should be upset if he's not chosen, because Hazrat Jibreel is guiding me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, each one that should be chosen. There's another report where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked their opinions. So putting both together, both coincide. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked their opinions. He took their opinions, teaching the ummah the importance of mashura, making them happy, considering their feelings. And then he chose. And as he was choosing, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam was showing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who Allah wants to be chosen as the responsible men to take care of the affairs and the deen of the people of Medina Munawwara. After all 12 was chosen, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam selected Hazrat As'ad ibn Zurara radiallahu anhu to be responsible over all 12. So he was the Amir in Medina Munawwara. He was the Zimmedar for our understanding. Allah's beloved said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأسعد بن الزرار ابن زرارة رضي الله عنه أنت على قومك بما فيهم. You are responsible over all of them. Yes, 12 are the midars. You are the Amir over them. So this was also appreciation to the efforts of Hazrat As'ad رضي الله عنه, who gave everything for Allah. His home, his resources, his time, everything was dedicated to Allah's deen. And he was also the first Sahabi to establish Jumu'ah in Medina Munawwara. Hazrat Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu anhu, this was after the teachings of Islam was reaching Medina Munawwara, Salah and then Jumu'ah. Kana As'ad ibn Zurara radiallahu anhu awwala man salla bina salat al-Jumu'ah fil Medina qabla maqdami Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the one who initiated and taught us and established Jumu'ah prayer prior to the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi hazmin min harra bani bayada, in this area that he mentions, في نقيع الخضامات. And this is in Sunan Ibn Majah. What an accolade. Allah chose him, subhanallah, to establish Jumu'ah and the Salahs in Medina Munawwara. And he would also make ikram after Jumu'ah. He would take them home, slaughter one animal for them, feed them. And subhanallah, what an environment of ikram, subhanallah, and muhabbah. In all of this we see that Hazrat As'ad was dedicated to Allah, establishing Jumu'ah, giving of himself, making ikram, giving what he owned to serve others, help others, to bring about brotherhood, subhanallah. This was the foundations, this was the foundation of Islam in Medina Munawwara. Ibn Sa'ad in his Tabaqat mentions with his chain of reports from Nawar radiallahu anha, who is actually the mother of the famous Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. We hear in the Jumu'ah prayer, وأفرض خطبه وأفرضهم زيد بن ثابت radiallahu anhu. His mother Nawar radiallahu anha, what a sahabiya. She motivated her son to connect to Quran, and that's how he got close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Nawar narrates that she saw Hazrat As'ad ibn Zurara radiallahu anhu, prior to the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, perform 5 daily prayers and then Jum'ah as well in this structure that he established in the property of Sahal and Suhail radiallahu anhumah. Sahal and Suhail, the sons of Rafi', they were orphan children in the care of Hazrat As'ad ibn Zurara radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Nawar says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina Munawwara, he established his masjid in the same property that Hazrat As'ad prior to that was already establishing salah. Subhanallah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Medina Munawwara, Allahu Akbar, everyone wanted to host him and were grabbing his conveyance. Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Leave my conveyance. Allah will command the conveyance where to halt." It's also reported that when Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam resided in Quba for the first 4 days, Monday right till Friday when he departed, he looked for As'ad ibn Zurara radiallahu anhu. Is he coming? Where is Abu Umama, As'ad ibn Zurara radiallahu anhu? Then the Sahaba said, he's notified and he's on his way. And Hazrat As'ad was very young, Allahu Akbar. But look how he served Allah's deen and he dedicated his life for Allah. He was the foundation of Islam in Medina Munawwara. Hazrat As'ad came with the Banu Najjar clan, and they were the maternal family of Abdul Muttalib. And as Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam's camel was coming into Medina Munawwara, everyone was grabbing the reins. He instructed that it should be left, خَلُّوا سَبِيلَهَا فَإِنَّهَا مَأْمُورَةٌ, and it halted right by Abu Ayyub's home, and then right on the plot where Masjid al-Nabawi stands today. Hazrat As'ad was so elated because he's also from the Banu Najjar clan. And subhanallah, that's where the camel halted and Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam established that property as the venue of his masjid. He asked about information about that property, and when he was told that he had belonged to these orphan children, namely Sahal and Suhail radiallahu anhuma, he called for them and made a deal with them to purchase that property. They insisted that they wanted to grant it and gift it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for Allah's sake. Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to accept. Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to accept it and insisted to pay for it. And it was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu who paid for the property of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much we see of Hazrat As'ad in all these aspects. Number one, he already was performing salah in that same property. Allah accepted his intentions and his efforts, that where he would establish salah in the last few months had been chosen by Allah to be Thani al-Haramain al-Sharifain, Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. See the amazing position of Hazrat As'ad. Something else we learn about his sublime character is he was caring for the two orphan children. They were in the care and the supervision, subhanallah, and the tarbiyah of Hazrat As'ad ibn Zurara radiyallahu anhumah. Salah was established, Masjid al-Nabawi was being constructed, and Allah's deen was established in Medina Munawwara. And subhanallah, Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks for Hazrat As'ad one day and he's not there. When he asks his whereabouts, he gets to know that Hazrat As'ad is very ill. Subhanallah. He was afflicted with a sickness called dhubha, which means something like an angina attack. Severe pains in the chest, often also spreading to the shoulders, arms, neck, owing to Allah's will, definitely Allah's will. And scientists say inadequate blood supply to the heart. Anyway, Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "For Allah, I'm going to try my best to see what we can do for Hazrat As'ad ibn Zurara radiallahu anhu." Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated him himself with something called cauterization, to actually give a gush of blood to the body, blood flow. Allah knows the exact meaning in the context, but subhanallah, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tried. Who can be best, who can be better in treating the ill of any malady than the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But it is Allah's decree that Allah took his beloved As'ad radiallahu anhu after he had accomplished his duty. He had fulfilled this great task of establishing Allah's deen. He was the foundation. He was the Darul Arqam of Medina Munawwara. He laid down the foundation. He spread the deen of Allah. He established the deen of Allah. And now, after he fulfilled his task, he did his work. He paved the way. Subhanallah. Allah takes him. He passed on in Shawwal in the first year after Hijrah. Subhanallah. Sahaba migrated from Muharram. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in Rabi'ul Awwal. And Hazrat As'ad departed from this world, this transitory world, in Shawwal, the first year after Hijrah. Some say he was the first to be buried in Baqi', but actually it was Al-Bara ibn Ma'rur radiallahu anhu. So we can understand it this way. The first to pass on in Medina Munawwara was actually Al-Bara ibn Ma'rur radiallahu anhu. But Al-Bara ibn Ma'rur radiallahu anhu passed on prior to the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He passed on in Safar. So the first to leave this world after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's arrival in Medina Munawwara, meaning after the Hijrah from the Ansar, was none other than this amazing hero of Islam, Hazrat As'ad ibn Zurara radiallahu anhu. And from the Muhajireen, it was the brother-in-law of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. From the Muhajireen to pass on after Hijrah, it was none other than Hazrat Uthman ibn Mad'un radiallahu anhu. The Sahaba was saddened, and they came to him and said, "Oh Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our dhimmedar, our amir that you chose for us has passed on. Choose who our amir will be." Wah 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 wah. Astonishing is the response. Who can fill the shoes of Hazrat As'ad ibn Zurara radiallahu anhu? None can do it better than the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No one else could fulfill that responsibility, subhanallah, besides the greatest of Allah's creation. Everyone was astonished when Allah's beloved said, "I am your naqib, ya Bani Najjar." Wah, wah, wah.